It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
All right, and we are back. That was not the intro music I thought we'd be listening to, but that's okay. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. I like those songs on the break there. Little Miss Whiskey and Chloe Collins with I Look Good in Red. Good stuff. All right, let's do some Scamming Scammers. Let's do that right quick. Where are you? Come on, come on, come on. Here we go.
Come on.
All right. When we last left off, fake Davin and his girlfriend Michelle, who's in the military and stationed in Yemen, and really is up to date with military policy. She's on the ball. This one, they did something that's very rare. They completed fake sex while texting. So everybody came last time. So
finally.
So we will pick it up from there. So on April 5th of 2020, she says, "Hello, my love. How are you doing?" I said, "I'm okay, baby. Just counting the minutes until I could talk with you. How was your patrol?" Remember, she was about to go on patrol. She goes, "Where are you right now?" I go, "Just thinking of you. What are you doing right now?" She goes, "My patrolling was not fine, honey." I go, "What happened?" She goes, "Just resting now, honey." I go, "Wish I could hug you and hold you, baby." She goes, "One of our men was shoot by gone."
What?
Why don't you listen? Why don't you two listen better? She said it in plain English. One of our men was shoot by gone.
Oh, how terrible. I think.
You know, and I got to say, I never trusted that gone. I didn't like the look of gone from the moment he walked in.
Shifty.
Shoot by gone. It was shoot by gone.
So I said, "Oh, no, is he okay?" And once again, she sends me a picture of a seriously hurt military person. Remember before she showed me like a bomb explosion. So
yeah.
This person is going to websites we generally don't visit here, at least not on this show, to find very badly injured, I'm guessing, American soldiers. It's kind of gross, to be honest with you. But can you imagine? Can you imagine if this is real? Oh my God! I'm on patrol, and he got shot. Quick, let me take a snapshot and send it to my boyfriend before we have phone sex. That's what I'm gonna do. It's so weird.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Fortunately, I'm turned on by this type of thing, but she don't know that.
Of course you are.
Of course I am. She goes, "Look at him here, honey." I go, "Inside a helicopter. Did you get who did it?" She goes, "No, honey." I go, "Hopefully a drone strike will take care of that fucker."
You know, I'm sorry. I have to back up for a second. It's just like, look, here's some roadkill. Can we get it on now? Ew.
So I go, "Hopefully a drone strike will take care of that fucker." She goes, "What?" I go, "Do you know what a drone is?" She goes, "Baby, our commander is calling me to talk to you later, please. Please don't be angry with me, honey. Let me Google what a drone is."
Our commander is calling me. Yes, of course.
What is a drone? When you babble on and don't get me out of this godforsaken hellhole, you are droning on. That is what a drone is.
Funny.
I go, "Okay, bye." She goes, "Hi, honey, how are you doing?" I go, "Hi, sexy lady." She goes, "Where are you and what are you doing right now?" I go, "Well, honey, I'm in quarantine like 93% of America, so I am home. I promise you when this ends, I will have much more interesting answers. Usually I am traveling and performing and seeing interesting things and meeting new people. Now I'm afraid I am quite boring." Because we were in, you know, April, we were really in lockdown.
Oh, yeah. No.
Right.
Because everything started to shut down March 14th. Everything shut down that weekend.
I know, I was working, as were you. Except I had COVID. I tried a little harder. She goes, "So sorry, honey. It will soon end, okay?" Liar! Liar! 2 years later, it won't.
Yeah, no. No, it won't. Ever.
I go, we don't know that. However, the bright side is I get to think of my loving Michelle. I just don't want you to get bored with me. She goes, baby, I'm feeling same here. Me, I'm tired of staying here, honey. That's why I ask you to request for my leave, honey. I go, I know, baby, but discussing your leave does us no good. We both know about the troop movement freeze. Actually, only one of us does, because one, I'm not, the other one of us is too fucking thick.
Yeah.
Maybe if Joe Rogan would explain it to her, she would get it.
Maybe.
She goes, yes, of course. I go, but we have each other. You have my heart, baby. I go, are you there, love? She goes, honey. She goes, honey, not Cheerios. Talk to my commander first.
Honey, not Cheerios?
That's what she wrote.
What is it, pre-fill?
She goes, and know what he will say. I go, as Pip said, honey, not Cheerios? She goes, so sorry, honey, is a mistake. I laugh. I go, are you eating breakfast? She goes, I mean, you should talk to our commander first, honey, and know what he will say, honey. I go, your commander does not control this. I worry that he has said he has more power than he has. I've seen this before. I don't like it. I know how these guys are, these power-hungry fake commanders. This looks like a job for fake Tavin.
Wait a minute. Are you speaking about General McIvey?
No, I'm not necessarily, but I will fake this. I will whip this fake military into shape.
I'm thinking power-hungry fake commanders. That's who jumps to my mind.
She goes, what? I don't understand. I go, the nameless commander has convinced my queen that he is all-powerful when in reality there is much he does not control. She goes, do you mean that you will not talk to him? You dumb twat, you. What? Sorry. I broke character.
Not with
her. No. I go, honey, no, I do not mean that. I go, we've agreed nothing can be done until the troop freeze is lifted. Actually, we haven't agreed. I've agreed. I'm agreeing for the two of us.
I've agreed, yes.
She goes, okay, love. I go, good. We will be together, but it just won't be tomorrow. But you are my girlfriend, and I am faithful to you, adore you, desire you, and love you. I am trying to shift her away from trying to get out of Yemen. For this relationship to truly work, she must stay in Yemen in harm's way.
Because that's where you want your love beloved to be.
I like my girlfriends in peril. That's how I like them.
Yemen on railroad tracks, wherever it might take them.
Sure. You know. She goes, okay, love. Thanks so much for loving me, honey. Love you, too. Love you more than you do to me, sweetheart. We have diverted her away from leave. I go, impossible. I feel so close to you. She goes, how? I go, what we did yesterday, as you know, I've never done before. You made me so vulnerable and feel so special. I'm telling her I'm vulnerable. This has to be awesome for them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You casted your line, is essentially what you did.
I am. She goes, what makes it impossible, honey? I go, because you are my everything, baby. To get me to do what we did yesterday means you were able to make me feel so comfortable and loved.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Can I ask you a question? If you're so vulnerable, it makes it look like you're vulnerable, but if you're so vulnerable, why are you calling bullshit on everything she says?
He's not that vulnerable.
You're not that vulnerable.
Well, it's actually a lot. I'm vulnerable, but I'm not a moron. I'm open to her, but I'm not open to nonsense.
All right.
When my fake dick is inside her fake pussy, I'm vulnerable. When she's asking me for leave, not so much.
Noted.
Not a moron.
She laughs. I go, why is that funny? She goes, yes, of course, honey. I go, I don't understand. She goes, baby, special to me, too. I go, but why was what I said funny? Baby, I'm laughing because I'm so happy. Is there any problem, honey? She's like, oh, fuck. She's like, oh, this motherfucker, I really got him. Then she realized she wrote it.
Funny.
I go, I'm glad you're happy, baby. She goes, okay, thanks, love. But of course, my beauty, what are you doing now? She goes, we're about to go patrolling, honey. I go, okay, what'd you do today? She goes, where are you, honey? I go, same place as always with quarantine. Oh, but at this moment, under the covers. You know, I am trying to keep true to the fact that a quarantine, because it's important for her to understand that this COVID thing is real.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, love. I go, I feel like I'm pretty boring, sad emoji. She goes, what? I go, well, I'm usually home. I used to get more exciting lifestyle. I don't want you to get bored of me. I mean, I'm not even writing porn these days. Anyway.
I'm not even reading porn these days. I'm so boring.
But if you think about it, this is a more boring character.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's not shooting at TVs, but, you know, he knows how to get down.
And a disclaimer, that fake Davin really doesn't shoot out TV.
Real Davin does. Real Davin shoots him out all the time. She goes, okay, love, what are you doing now, sweetheart? I go, just chill, talk to my best girl in the world. Talking to the best girl in the world. She goes, okay, love, you know that you are for my forever. I go, aw, I hope so, love, or until you realize the money's not coming. She goes, yes, of course, honey. I go, I wish you were here with me now. She goes, me too, sweetie. I go, I must admit I would be hugging and kissing you. She goes, okay, that should be when I'm back from deployment, honey. I go, when you come back, I will take you on vacation, anywhere you want. She goes, okay, love. Thanks for that, sweetheart. I go, where do you want to go? She goes, baby, that will be when I'm back. I go, I know. I just thought you had a place you wanted to go. She goes, my problem to go out from here, honey. Oh, she's back on track.
Well, you brought up vacation, and that's where she wants to keep going. So
bad. Yemen's lovely in the spring. And the taxes are less than New York. I go, I know. I go, maybe you should call the president. He is the commander in chief. He can change the stay in place order. She goes, and you know what? At that time, it was President Trump. I'm sure he'd take the call.
Why not?
Sure.
If she dangled a bucket of chicken in his face, sure.
Wow. She goes, you know, and you don't want to do anything about it. I go, now you're making me mad. She goes, how, honey? I go, because every day we have the same discussion. Every day I tell you no troop movement. Every day you say you understand. Every day you ask me to talk to your commander when we both know he has no control over it. She goes, is that why you said that I'm making you mad? Yes. She goes, baby, I don't like that. Would please. I go, you make it sound like I have control over it and I'm a bad boyfriend. She goes, no, honey, it's not what I mean. Please. I go, you say I don't want you to come here. I can't do anything about it. Perhaps you should date the president instead of me. I had enough of this shit.
What a thought.
She goes, baby, we're going for the patrol. I go, okay, be safe. She goes, okay, love, I will. I go, bye. She goes, talk to you when I'm back. I go, okay. She goes, just take care of yourself for me, okay? I go, yes, I know I'm the guy you want to ask for your leave. She goes, what? Just what I said. You make me feel like that if I can't magically get your leave, that I don't love you. You make me feel small. She goes, how did I make you feel small, honey? Because your manly hands. No.
You got man hands, broad.
This is April 6th. She goes, how did I make you feel small, honey? I go, with leave.
Oh, that's my birthday.
You bring it up every day and make it sound like I can bring my home when the fact is I can't. She says, it's okay, love. I go, you say that, but you know you'll do it again. She goes, why won't I set it, love? I go, okay, I hope not. It's really starting to get to me that every day you do it. I need a reprieve from this nonsense. Enough.
I need you to change the content.
Yes.
Well, she knows you're in the military. She knows that the general can't do a damn thing. So why the hell does she keep on harping on it?
Because she doesn't know.
She doesn't know. That's their script, and she's sticking to it.
But hold on. You've told her as much.
Yeah, but you can't believe me.
Have you noticed she's not the brightest crayon, the sharpest crayon in the box?
Yeah, it really ruins that saying when you fuck it up.
I'm not the brightest crayon in the box either.
She's like, who are you to talk, Tuts?
Oh, believe me, I'll do that. Like, I'll be at the day program. It's like, did you talk to him? He's not the biggest mower in the shed. I'm like, what the fuck are you saying? You don't know what I meant.
Damn it!
She goes, yes, I'm saying it, come. I want to get out from here, okay? I go, I understand, but nothing can be done right now. Sometimes I think I'm not the only one in this relationship that has suffered a head injury.
Wait. Oh, that's right. He did suffer a head injury.
Sure, that's why I'm forgetful.
I am.
Yes. She goes, what do you mean by that, honey? I don't understand. I go, I can't change your situation. Date President Trump. He is the commander-in-chief. He has a very good brain, and he has all the best words. He can fix it. I can't.
Boy, this is fake, Gavin.
No, yeah. No, I'm just... All right, maybe you're right. She goes, I know, honey. I go, if you want to be with me, you can't bring this up every day. You're making me feel like shit. So what do you want to do? Do you want to be with me, or do you want to bring up leave every day? She goes, baby, I want to be with you, okay? But it's just I'm tired of staying here, honey. She's like, I'm going to do both.
Funny.
I'm going to do both.
I go, but I can't fix this. I go, listen, I love you, and I want to focus on our life together when your contract is up. That is something we can control, and that is something to look forward to. Hopefully that will cheer you up and you are when you are scared and upset. She goes, okay, love. Love you, too. I go, what are you doing, baby? She goes, preparing for patrolling, honey. I go, do you have a good evening? She goes, yes, honey, and you? I go, I went to hospital to deliver medical supplies, and I went to see my parents. I told them about you. Well, that last part was a lie, but I did go see my parents, and I did deliver medical supplies. I got a new main squeeze.
You didn't tell your parents about her?
Well, you know, I said the wife might be on the outs. I got a new main squeeze.
Crayons in the back.
Oh, I know. Look at her. She goes, okay, love. I go, you seem distracted. She goes, so what did your parents said about me, honey? I go, I told them that you fucked me so good during cyber sex.
Did you say that to her?
That is what I wrote to her.
As long as you had fun, dear.
I hope you used a fake condom during fake sex. You don't want to give yourself a disease.
You don't want to splash your sauce all over the keyboard. It'll be tough to get that out.
That's what I'm for. I'm here for the sauce splashing.
Oh my God, we haven't seen that in a long time.
Well, you know,
those guys in a while.
Hi, Jizz Sock.
Where you been, Jizz Sock?
Just jizzing. She goes, so she goes, and what did your parents say about me, sweetheart? I go, they asked me if you get good cyber blowjobs.
Holy crap. Can you imagine having this conversation with your actual parents? Oh, God, you'd kill them.
We're very open, Pip. I don't know why you laugh.
I do not think so.
Terrible.
She goes, and what did you say, honey? I go, I said you did. I said your cyber tongue was very skilled. I said I get hard just thinking about you.
Oh, God.
She goes, okay, love, I trust you. I go, you trust me to get hard? She goes, what? I don't understand, honey. I go, well, I said I was talking about thinking of you gets me hard, and you said you trust me. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. It was a mistake, honey. I go, are you talking to someone else while talking to me? She goes, no, honey. Why do you ask? I go, okay, because you seemed distracted, and you said you trust me in a weird place. She goes, sorry, love. What did your parents said about me, honey? She's pissing me off.
Yeah, she's not paying attention.
I said, and which is why I'm having this conversation with her. I said, they said they are happy that I found someone that is good at cyber sex, but they are concerned you won't fuck me well in person.
You know, there's nothing like concerned parents. Makes you feel good that he's looking out for you.
Sure.
I'm just trying to picture your mother saying that out loud. Holy crap, that's funny.
She would say, I saw on Dr. Phil that if you have cyber sex, you should only do it with your antivirus on for protection.
I'm not having cyber sex with my aunt. What?
Antivirus. A good old broad who's a little loose.
Back from the free love days. Antivirus.
So she laughs. She goes, I will love. I go, I will tell them that you are quite confident in your sexual skills. I'm sure they will appreciate that for their son. She goes, okay, love. I said,
I'm sorry, antivirus. I remember, I'll tell you a story. I blew a Santana roadie at Woodstock. Yeah, now she's very careful. Thank you, antivirus.
So I said, I will tell them that you're quite confident in your sexual skills. I'm sure they will appreciate that for their son. She goes, okay, love. I said, they asked if you like anal sex. I said, I don't know. What should I tell them?
Does she like anal sex? Yeah, your mother is wondering about that. You know, she's taking it in the old t-shirt.
Your father asked during morning coffee and cornflakes. Does fake Davin's girlfriend like anal sex online?
Yeah, how about this new girl he is? Does she take it up the butt?
Yeah.
Up the keister?
We're just concerned, dear. We just want to know if she takes it up the cyber asshole.
We want to make sure that she's going to please you.
Yeah.
It's the conversation every child should have with his parents.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, what happened was I was about to plow her in the ass and her asshole buffered. I had to wait about 5 minutes. I'm going to get a piece of my mind.
That's not far from the truth.
Come on!
It's all fun and games until somebody loses a connection.
Oh, God. Buffered.
So I go, what should I tell them? Then there's a bunch of question marks. I go, you vanish? She goes, yes, honey, I like anal sex. I go, oh, they will be thrilled. Should I have you tell them?
Yes, I like it.
We'd love to
tell your parents I love the anal.
All right. Why does my girlfriend in Yemen sound like an old Jew all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Pip was out of voices.
Come on in, dear. Come on in. Anybody that takes an in the ass is like family. We just want to let you know, dear, you're like a daughter to us now, that you spread your cheeks open and you get plowed in the keister.
Any anal lover of yours is an anal lover of mine.
We were hoping for a doctor, but you do the anal, so come on in. Take a load off.
Well, not on his cock. All right. She goes, what?
Oh, my God.
She goes, what? I don't understand. I go, should I tell my parents?
I'm sorry. We hear that you like anal so much that you're able to shit out a Buick.
So she goes, what? I don't understand. I go, should you tell my parents or should I? Maybe over Christmas dinner or by phone.
She is totally not getting this.
Christmas dinner during coffee. I was
Joe, is that when you told your mother?
Christmas dinner with the Rosenblatt.
Nice.
You know, Pip, I don't think she's picking up on that.
Now we were wondering one day in the car, do you need to prop yourself over a pillow or you're fine just bending over?
Dear, Davin tells us you love anal. We were thinking, as a gift to you both, we would give you a gift certificate to get your anus bleached. What do you think?
Now,
is that something you would like?
Very, very important question that we need to ask you. That's very important to Davin. You won't question his decorating skills, will you? You'll question on the tile he picks out, which is more important than anal at this juncture.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I've had a lot more fights over flooring than I have over anal. So you're not wrong.
Anal and flooring, they're very important to my son.
I will tell you, though, if a funk comes out of the anal, I'm not trying to clean it up. I'm just abandoning the house.
No ozone therapy.
That's why you want to go with a pergo floor.
Something that doesn't
stuff up.
Consider it. I got pergo floors here. They're fantastic.
Well, you know, something that's waterproof and can take a pounding.
They clean up well.
They most certainly do. I go, maybe over Christmas dinner or by phone. She goes, I don't know. It's in your hands, honey. What? I still don't understand. I go, about the anal sex. Who should tell my parents?
I can't believe you're having this conversation. She's so not getting it. Oh, my God.
She goes, what do you want to tell your parents, honey? I go, that you like anal sex. It was their question.
But how many times over the years that we've been doing this is in situations like this, they just don't get it. They don't get it.
Joe, this is the first time it's been about anal.
All right.
True.
Just one topic out of many, all right? One topic out of many that they just don't get it.
Yeah, well.
Which makes it just that more funny. That you're just sitting there and you just don't, and you just don't get it. You're the best straight person ever.
I go, that you don't like anal sex. It was their question. She goes, no, don't tell them, honey. I go, well, I don't think I should show them.
No, please do.
She goes, show them what, baby? I go, us doing anal. I'm too shy to show them pictures of us doing that unless you really want to show them.
Unreasonable.
And Pippa's losing it in a background of crayons. Crayola's never been more mortified.
I am not their spokesperson.
No, but you look like a purple crayon. She goes, I don't want to show them anything, honey. I go, okay, hopefully they won't ask again. It will be our secret. She goes, yes, honey. I go, okay, love. I go, when we have cyber sex again, do you want to do anal? You there? She goes, yes, love, I will do that. I go, wow, that sounds amazing. She goes, honey, remember
yeah,
that?
I like the way she said, do you want to do anal next time? Sure, sounds good, Chief, sure.
Sure! Put it on the honey-do list.
Oh, God.
She goes, honey, remember that I told you I'm preparing for patrolling? I go, yes. She goes, okay, love. I go, are you about to go? She goes, yes, love, in the next 10 minutes. I go, okay. I hate saying goodbye. I wish we could talk longer. She goes, so sorry, honey. You know I'm on duty as a soldier. I go, it's okay. I just hope you can find some more time for me. I really just want to spend time with you. She goes, okay, love. That will be when I'm back from patrolling. I go, how many hours will that be? She goes, in the next 4 or 5 hours, honey. I go, oh, wow, this is so hard because of our time difference. She goes, yes, honey. What time is it there now? I say, 6:55 p.m. I ask her what time it is where she is. She goes, 1:55 a.m., honey. I go, oh, wow, I wish we were together, baby. I blow her a kiss. She goes, okay, love me too, sweetie. Love you, sweetheart. I go, love you, baby. I want to know everything about you. She goes, love you too, sweetheart. Talk to you later, sweetheart. I go, okay, baby, be safe. And remember, you are loved and in my thoughts. And she says, okay, love, I will. And that's where we will end.
Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're pleased, are you?
That was hilarious. I can't believe. Just talking about telling your parents about animals and no idea what you're talking about. Oh, God. And knowing your parents, the image of this is a special little treat for me.
If you're going to do the cyber anal, I don't think we should tell your aunt and your uncle. They're very religious. They wouldn't understand.
I know. Can you imagine? Oh, God, that's funny. What a dipshit.
Well, that's what we were talking about, dear, dipping and shit.
Pretty much. Oh, God, she is really dumb.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, if you're going to do this, you might as well have fun with the fact that they really are not native speakers. They are not acclimated to our culture or anything that she claims to be. And then,
when you say our culture, a big part of the American culture is anal sex. We all take it in the ass. You have to assimilate, if you know what I'm saying.
Take one for the team.
A little laugh, a little poo. a huddle of who? You took it in the number two.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't mean necessarily anal. I mean, she just doesn't have any idea what he's talking about.
But that's not true. Because she knows what anal is. But she just she couldn't comprehend that I was talking to my parents about this, which is realistic.
No.
I mean, no, because obviously she would be going, you told them what?
What?
Well.
It just seems they're so focused and just one directional in trying to get the money, and they don't have the skills to deviate from that. You know,
she has the skills to deviate.
Right, but through all the, I mean, you know, they're just these scammers that just prey on people. They don't, and all they want to know is the narrative that's been given to them, and they don't deviate. Meanwhile, we're freaking comics, you know, who riff and goof and stuff like that, and it's just hysterical when you watch him rip off of her about anal sex, and she said, oh, okay, love, we love, I mean, it's, you know, that's what makes it fun, and it's been that scenario, not with this scenario, but just other shit over the years. It just makes it so funny that they just don't get it. They don't think outside the box. Our job, you know, what we do is thinking outside the box. That's like job number freaking one, you know?
I must beg to differ. She was willing to think outside the box. You heard her say it.
Yes. Not too far outside of the box, but no. The thing is that, you know, like you said, Joe, they're so laser focused on getting the money. It's almost like they have no sense of humor. I mean, there have been others that did, but this one has no sense of humor. She's like, ha, okay, back to the money, back to my script, so I can try to get money out of you.
You want to know something? One thing about comedy, one element of comedy, is doing something so you know, giving a serious look to something so ridiculous, which makes it absolutely hysterical, where he's coming up with all this nonsense and she's sitting there giving regular answers. It just makes that, you know.
She's a great straight woman.
You guys just don't understand my small talk with women, that's all.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, that's what
this is. Your playbook?
Yeah, I'm pulling down the curtain.
That's your pimp hand?
Yeah. I'm letting you guys inside. That's what I'm doing. Because she's going to let me inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Shay.
All right.
Well, oh, my God.
Well, that was a fun one, was it not?
Yeah, it was
that
fun.
Was really
fun.
Good. Thank you.
All right. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
And Russ, thank you, sir.
Sidesplittingproductions.com for all your comedic needs, or Laugh at Home Comedy for all your comedic needs at home or in the office. 551-404-3094. Joe, will you be out and about?
Yes, I will. I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, this Friday the 28th and the 29th with Jim Florentine. Dial 1-877-UNCLE-VIN or go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com. Shows start at 9 o'clock.
I look forward to a report from that show because we're supposed to get quite a bit of snow. So,
yeah. Oh, shoot.
You know what? And it's funny because I was mentioning it last week where one of the worst things about doing this job in the winter is hearing about a storm coming in the weekend and you don't know what's going on. We'll play it, we'll play it by ear, you know. I mean, we'll see what happens if we go down there. Maybe I'll go down there on Friday and stay down there. I don't know. But you know what? I've been playing in bands and roadieing and doing comedy since I was 16. And the bottom line has always been the gig is on till the gig is off. So we'll see what happens.
Well, hopefully it'll go far enough out to sea and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And all the fans will get to see you and enjoy your humor. All right. We'll do this again next week. It was fun. See what's going on with the house. See what's going on in the world. All sorts of fun stuff. We appreciate you guys listening live or on podcast form. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening and...